Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the Minghui website entitled Letting Go of the Attachment to Modern Science by Qin Yi, a Falun Dafa practitioner in Beijing.
Letting Go of the Attachment to Modern Science by Qin Yi, a Falun Dafa practitioner in Beijing. Before the Chinese New Year, my aunt gave me a sticky rice cake in a vacuum-sealed package. I couldn't find any expiration date on it, so I asked my husband to find out whether the cake would be fine to keep for a few more days. When my husband asked my aunt about it, I wasn't there, and she complained to him, "She pays so much attention to expiration dates. I have to be careful next time I give her anything." After hearing what she had said about me, I looked inside. I couldn't remember when I had started paying attention to expiration dates. When I was little, food wasn't labeled with expiration dates. We ate anything that didn't smell or taste bad. We didn't even think about it and were fine. Now that all food packages are labeled with expiration dates, we throw away any expired food no matter what. In the meantime, there are all kinds of problems with the food in China, such as harmful ingredients, pesticide residues high above safety levels, unapproved additives, etc. They are harmful to people even before they expire. Additionally, we are always told what kind of food has which kind of nutritional value, and I completely believed in all of this information. What had made me so attached to this? I realized it was because of my blind belief in science. I have treated science as the truth and believed whatever it told me and evaluated things with scientific information without even thinking. I brought up this topic with my fellow practitioners. They pointed out another cause. Because we have been self-protective, we pay special attention to anything that will benefit ourselves. Master has said, quote, "Moreover, the development of this science is confined to a limited scope. It has set boundaries for itself. So what situation has this caused? It doesn't dare to acknowledge anything outside empirical science. This is most dreadful for humankind, that is. Why is that? Think about it, everyone. Science is really shallow. In the words of scientists themselves, it's not yet very developed. People now believe in it strongly and think it's the absolute truth. This belief is shared by many theories in society nowadays, as well as by Western religions, be it Catholicism or Christianity. What you truly believe in is not your Lord. What you truly believe in is science. Deep down in your bones, what you really believe in is science, whereas your religion is merely a superficial formality that has become a civilized act of humans." Unquote. Teaching the Fa at the conference in Europe. I began to realize that I hadn't changed my basic mentality, even though I had cultivated for 22 years. I have just now found the root cause and understand why I haven't been able to have strong righteous thoughts at all times. It was because my thoughts had been confined in the framework of science, as arranged by the old forces. Tracing my attachment to expiration dates has allowed me to see my habit of following empirical science instead of maintaining a cultivator's righteous thoughts. I'm writing it down, hoping fellow practitioners like me will be able to cast off the false principles of science and truly believe in Master and Dafa.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.